The Ogaden Human Rights Committee says Ethiopia's government has sparked a humanitarian crisis in the Ogaden and is asking nations from around the world to contribute aid. But it says they must make sure the donations get to the people who need it most. Last week, the United States announced it is providing nearly $19 million in food assistance for the Ogaden through the UN World Food Program. Some money will also help pay for health, nutrition, and livelihood programs. Abdul Qadir Salub Abdi is the international coordinator for the Ogaden Human Rights Committee. He says more than 2 million people are suffering from malnutrition because of the military clampdown.
There is not independent agents or international NGOs who can be trusted for the distribution of the aid. So it is easy to divert. And everyone knows that. They divert aid. Many children have suffered to death because of this military blockade. And there is also a breakout of cholera and other diseases which are related to malnutrition.
Ethiopian government officials deny they are blocking aid, but UN officials have privately complained in the past that the Ethiopian government was restricting their ability to deliver. Many aid groups working in the Ogaden have had to submit themselves to close monitoring by Ethiopian officials. In July, Ethiopia expelled the International Committee of the Red Cross from the Ogaden region. And before that, the New York-based rights group Human Rights Watch accused Prime Minister Meles Zenawi's government of widespread abuses as part of a crackdown in the Ogaden. It said Ethiopian troops had blocked food shipments, burned villages, and killed innocent civilians as it pursues the rebel Ogaden National Liberation Front. The rebels advocate independence for southeastern Ethiopia. The desert region borders Somalia and is said to contain large petroleum reserves. The group accuses the government of discriminating against the region's people, who are mostly Somali-speaking camel herders and nomads. Last week, the rebel group said it welcomed UN plans to send a fact-finding mission to the Ogaden and asked that the team not limit itself to humanitarian issues. But UN officials say the mission, which included staff from the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, the UN Refugee Agency, and others, had already taken place. Nick Wadhams for VOA News, Nairobi.